KMJ News Time is 7:49, and if it's Monday, and it is, that means we get to welcome Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
So tell me, it's not really a riddle, what do bubble wrap and sealed air have in common?
solar power in this case. So everybody is shipping everything these days, and one thing that requires is bubble wrap, and in Madeira it's getting made with power from the sun. Sealed Air is a national company that has a Madeira plant that makes the brand bubble wrap and all the other and a bunch of other packaging related materials. Last week, they celebrated the installation of 9,000 solar panels on 11 acres near their facility. The solar farm will provide 98% of the energy they need. It's a little more than 250,000 square feet of a plant, so quite a bit of space to power. The installation costs about $9 million and it's going to help reduce their energy costs by about $1 million a year. So it's pretty easy to do the math and see, when that pays for itself. The company is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they have a goal to be net zero carbon by 2040. So this is part of that initiative. This installation generates 3.5 megawatts of solar power and also includes a battery storage system, which is really important these days. For this project, they say that this annual equivalent of basically what they installed is the equivalent of the power that would be used by 14,000 homes. So pretty significant installation, and bubble wrap is going to be made with the sun out in Madeira.
There you go. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. So there are some new watering restrictions in town, and businesses doing pretty well with them.
Yeah, they're dealing with it. Recently 9,000 letters went out to business and property owners in Fresno, informing them that they could no longer water their ornamental grass. This is grass that has to be mowed, that has no other function. This doesn't apply to like a golf course or anything like that. This stems from restrictions from Governor Newsom that took effect back in June. Spoke to someone from the city who said the goal is to gain compliance and not start fining people, but they will do that if it becomes an issue. And kind of surprisingly, we spoke to the Fresno Chamber and the city, and both have said that there hasn't been a lot of pushback from companies on this. It's coming late in the season. People perhaps just recognize that the drought is a serious problem this year. We did speak to a landscaper who's getting a lot of questions about getting rid of lawns and going drought tolerant from his clients. For him, people aren't needing the crews three times a week to come out and mow their lawns. They're asking if they do get this drought tolerant makeover, that maybe if there's just once a month that they could come out and take care of their lawns. And to this landscaper we spoke to, that's kind of a concern for him. And as far as installing drought-resistant plants, the city is pushing a garden rebate program that's been on the books since July 2021. It gives homeowners and business owners $1 per square foot up to 1,500 square feet to get rid of their front lawns for drought-tolerant landscaping. Can't be no more than 35% hard rock surface or the rebate won't apply. They said they've gotten more than 500 applications for the rebate have come in since it started. And obviously they're trying to get those numbers up. Kind of a part of this you have to install drip irrigation in order to qualify for this rebate. And something, if your listeners are interested, they should reach out to the city. It's only a matter of time, I think, in my opinion, that lawns are going to be banned as well. So, they're trying to get people to get ahead of that.
Well, I have to tell you, we're talking with our guy, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. A lot of people don't want to hear this, but I've had the groundskeeper from the Kansas City Royals on my program, Kauffman Stadium, and he has laid it right out. He said, listen, nobody likes brown grass, and of course they have turf there, but when they had grass, they would water it all the time because you want it to look nice and green, just like with golf courses. But the reality is grass comes back naturally on its own. Our lawn last year in our backyard was mostly brown, and by the beginning of November, it was lush and green again. That's how it works.
Yeah, and you know, this program lasts a year, so, you know, depending on if the drought continues. So, you know, we might see these lawns come back, which would be encouraging because, yeah, nobody likes brown grass.
Right.
It just doesn't look great.
Right. Grass is an amazing thing. It's just like when you see the hills going up to San Francisco, it, you know, get burned out, and then the green starts finding its way back. He is Gabe Dillard. He finds his way back to us every Monday morning at about 7:49, 7:50. Gabe, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.